removed. In other words, we prepared a character for the seal of God. If we have Christ's character, we have a character prepared for the seal of God. Now let's try to tie these concepts together with this next passage. Bible Training School, December 1st, 1903. The work of the Holy Spirit is to convince the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. The world can only be warned by seeing those who believe the truth sanctified through the truth, acting upon high and holy principles, showing in a high, elevated sense the line of demarcation between those who keep the commandments of God and those who trample them under their feet. The sanctification of the Spirit signalizes the difference between those who have the seal of God and those who keep the spurious rest day. When the test comes, it will be clearly shown what the mark of the beast is. It is the keeping of Sunday. Those who, after having heard the truth, continue to regard this day as holy, bear the signature of the man of sin, who thought to change times and laws. Now, brothers and sisters, think this one through carefully. The world can only be warned by seeing people that are sanctified by the truth, and this sanctification of the Spirit is signalized, it's identified, it's portrayed by seeing those who have the seal of God. That's what she says here. The only way the world can be warned is by seeing people that have the seal of God during a time period when the mark of the beast is being enforced. So those people that are going to have the seal of God have to settle into this character prepared for the seal of God before the Sunday law arrives. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 214 to 216. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. It is left with us to remedy the defects in our character, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us, as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. Now, as we get farther along in this study, we're going to consider some of these false ideas that are among us concerning these different waymarks here at the end of the world. And we're going to consider these waymarks in relation to what's going on in the most holy place above. But no one receives the seal of God that has any sin left in their life. That's what she says. But once you have the seal of God, then the latter rain falls upon you. The latter rain